USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved emergency authorization for the experimental antibody treatment Regeneron. It's a cocktail of two powerful antibodies that have shown promise in early studies at keeping the infection in check. The emergency authorization for Regeneron's drug is limited in scope, is for people who have tested positive for the coronavirus and who are at high risk for developing severe COVID-19. Let's get the latest from Georgia's election results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump's campaign filed a petition Saturday requesting a new recount in Georgia. In a statement, the campaign's legal team says they want the recount to include signature matching and other vital safeguards. Georgia law allows candidates to request a recount if a vote margin is within 0.5%. According to the results certified by the state on Friday, former Vice President Joe Biden held a lead of about 0.25%, or a little more than 12,000 votes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Several types of crimes are actually down this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The rates for seven different crimes: break-ins, property theft, car theft, vandalism, aggravated theft, physical assault, and sexual assault were followed over the last year. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones tells us this survey found the lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began 20 years ago.
20% of U.S. adults say their household has been the victim of a crime, and 13% say they personally were victim. The lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began in 2000.
Jones tells us these rates have declined over the last several years.
13% this year. For the last 3 years, it was at 15%, and the high in personal victimization was in 2014 at 19%.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
12 games on tap for the NFL Sunday. The late game has Kansas City at Las Vegas trying to avenge the Chiefs' only loss so far this year. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Plenty of great college football Saturday. Breaking down the top 25 teams in the country, Dan Naraki tallies the totals.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number one, Alabama blew out Kentucky 63-3. Number three, Ohio State got by number 10, Indiana 42-35. Number six, Florida ran away from Vanderbilt 38-17. Number seven, Cincinnati slid past UCF 36-33. Number eight, BYU topped North Alabama 66-14. Number 19, Northwestern held off number 10, Wisconsin 17-7. Number 11, Oregon beat UCLA 38-35. Number 13, Georgia got by Mississippi State 31-24. Number 18, Oklahoma dominated number 14, Oklahoma State 41-13 to take Bedlam. Number 15, Coastal Carolina remained undefeated with a 34-23 win over Appalachian State. Number 17, Iowa State shut out Kansas State 45-0. NC State handed number 21, Liberty, their first loss of the season, 15-14. Number 20, USC beat Utah 33-17. And number 23, Auburn ran away from Tennessee 30-7. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Toilet paper aisles are emptying again as COVID-19 curfews and shutdowns by politicians in states from California to New York send fear to some Americans. As of Friday afternoon, 22 states have cut freedoms, giving rise to a new round of panic buying from shoppers and purchasing limits from retailers, including Target and Kroger, the nation's largest supermarket chain. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.